Hey, welcome back to the Ryan Ragone Show on Bleav Network and the Draft Network. We're here at Golden Touch Cuts on the University of Miami campus. This week, we got none other than Kobe Young. What's good, Kobe?
What's up? Thank you for having me.
Man, thank you for coming on. I'm actually real glad I could get you on, you know, because there's so many things I want to ask you. I mean, you're a really intriguing person. Like, when I met you, you're like the quietest but the most talkative person I met.
Yeah,
like, if you would just see him around, this man, he won't say nothing, just be to himself. Then you just ask him a question. You can't get this man to shut up.
For real, he won't stop talking.
But now your story, you know, is, you know, I read a bunch of stuff, articles on you, and there's a lot of things, you know, I want to ask you. But, I mean, you're a really, you know, down-to-earth guy, humble, great teammate. And, you know, that's why it's made me happy, you know, seeing you, you know, have the success you've had in the past few weeks.
Appreciate it.
Of course. And, you know, when I did research, you know, I saw some things about you in high school and basketball.
Oh, yeah.
I saw something about averaging 21 points, 6 rebounds, 4 steals, and 3 blocks a game.
Yeah, I mean, that was my first love. When I tell you, basketball, I got into football pretty late, you know, watching my brothers grow up. So it took me a while to get in the football game. But
you know how, well, obviously you know, but how insane it is to average 21 points, 6 rebounds, 4 steals, and 3 blocks?
Mind you, that was my first year playing that varsity. Like, I sat out the first 2 years of my junior and sophomore year just to focus on football. So that was my first year coming back.
So you just jumped in saying, screw, I'm going to play, and then you become, like, the best player in the city.
For real. I had to win something. We wasn't really good in football that year.
Yeah.
So I was like, I got to go out with a bang. So I ended up playing basketball.
Did y'all win something?
Yeah, we ended up playing for states.
Really?
But with COVID, that was that COVID year, so we ended up winning by default. So, like, it was like a joint championship, but we still got a medal and a banner for all that. So, I'm saying we got a state chip that year.
Yeah, no, I would have just kept it as, yeah, we want a state championship.
Yeah,
ain't nobody going to look that up.
Yeah.
But, no, the reason why I brought that up, because now, like, I feel like I got to play you one-on-one.
Oh, no, you can't beat me.
Hey, don't get it twisted.
No, man. I promise you can't beat me.
Don't get it twisted. Nah, but I
promise you. New York is a basketball state. That's where you get it from. Man.
I get that. You know, Jared Harrison Hunt.
Right.
I'm not gonna lie, we go, you know, to the rec like during the off season.
This man's running point.
This man's running point. He's the biggest dude on the court.
Right.
And he can hoop.
I mean, I heard a lot of people. I want to see a lot of people hoop. I know Frank.
One person that can't hoop is that guy over there.
Oh man, he talk a lot though. You say he can.
He talks a lot, but he cannot hoop.
Yeah.
For sure.
We got a lot of talkers on our team. I know. I want to get Frank Lassen in 1-on-1. I feel like he say he could hoop, but I don't feel like he could hoop like that.
So. You're going to have to give me first because I ain't I'm going to let you know.
Like, I'm going
to
give you respect. Like, I'm going to hope you, you're a good competitor.
I ain't going to give you nothing easy. Nah.
All right.
It ain't
going to
be an easy game.
I'm a shot creator. You know what I mean? I make my shot.
Hey, we played to 11. Like, I promise you it's going to end up going to like 16, 17. You got to win by 2.
I don't play defense like that, though.
Oh, I play defense right there. You're not going to really score like that.
I'm like KD compared to you. You know what I mean? I'm going to just shoot over
you. You're a lethal shooter.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll
rebound because you're gonna miss them shots, you know.
Once I find it, it's over. I promise.
Once your rhythm.
Yeah, you're gonna have to step up.
We're gonna see about that.
All right.
But so let's just start from the beginning. You know, you want to say, obviously, you just said you're from New York.
Right.
You know, which part of New York you from?
Upstate New York. So Binghamton, New York. It's about like an hour away from Syracuse. You know,
okay.
Small, very small town, college town. It's got a big university there. And, you know, it's like. Really, you don't really get, like, a lot of attention there, you know. Like, nothing really good. Probably the closest people that came to us at a point in time, the Joneses brothers, they played in that town. They played for a small town called Endicott.
Uh-huh.
And then they moved up to Rochester. So, we don't have no former players to really, like.
The Jones brothers, who are you saying?
Like, Chandler Jones and all.
Oh, yeah. They're from up there.
Yeah, they're from, like, they're from Rochester.
Yeah.
But they played there for, like, a little bit.
Okay.
Because we got like little towns around. Binghamton's like the main like place, but there's like little towns around, and they played for one of our rivalry teams. A couple of my brothers got to play against them, and I got to see them play when they were younger. They were dogs.
Oh yeah, for sure. So are you big on UFC?
No, I'm not really big.
I was about to say the GOAT, man.
Yeah,
greatest of all time, John Jones.
Like when I tell you, like he would come to Binghamton to party and stuff like that. So
like, that man's a big party. Everybody,
he got some. He got some crazy.
Yeah, he got in trouble too much because of his partying. Yeah,
absolutely.
But no, that's pretty cool. So you said your first love was basketball. When did you end up getting into football?
Pretty late. I want to say around like middle school is when I really like got to really start playing. You know, I started really young, but I played up with my brothers, and I honestly like I just was it wasn't for me. I mean, so I ended up switching to basketball, playing that all through elementary school, baseball here and there, and then we got to like fifth, sixth grade. That's when I switched to football. I started playing quarterback at first.
Honestly. Quarterback.
Yeah.
You can sling it.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm gonna have to show you some after.
You got some highlights?
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to show you after.
Yeah. I was that dog, man. But yeah, so I was like, just like at first, like I was like, nah, I don't think I'm ready to like get hit and all that. Uh-huh. So, and then I watched my brothers like just dominate the game. I was like, yeah, I gotta follow Nate Foseps.
Well, no, yeah. So that was one thing with me, like. When it comes to basketball players, there's so many guys like, you know, your build, 6'4", 6'5", they just try and play basketball. Like I had guys like that in my high school and I would try and get them to play football.
Right.
Begging them like, dude, you don't understand. Like you come and you play football, you're going to have a way better chance of making a lot more money going to college, getting your school paid for.
Absolutely.
Than playing basketball. Like you're 6'4", playing a post. Like
yeah.
You ain't going to do that in college.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm glad you ended up.
For sure.
Yeah, noticing, you know what?
That's one thing I told my basketball coach. Like, when I started playing again, I was like, hey, you're not going to put me in the center. Like,
yeah.
I'm going to bring the ball up. Like, there's no none of that.
You know what's funny? I would play the post.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like a lot of these high school teams, you just get, like, a taller guy, and you throw him right in the paint when
I was
they're
just
so versatile.
Like, bro, I would just box out. You want somebody to play aggressive?
Right.
It didn't matter how big you were. Like I'm elbowing the bag. Like we about to.
Yeah.
You ain't just gonna drive.
You might fall out, but you're gonna feel like. You're
oh yeah,
in the
I'm
game.
Gonna get my four.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get four. Like don't worry, but like it's gonna be worth it too.
For sure.
I ain't gonna foul out. I'm gonna be right there on the edge.
Right there.
Like, coach is like, nah. You know what? We gonna keep him in. Yeah.
He's gonna get us a steal.
Yeah. He's doing good. But nah, for sure. When did you notice that you were like pretty good, you know, at football?
Well, a lot of like the talent up there is kind of like weak, you know. We don't really have like those strong five-star recruits, stuff like that. So I never really didn't like get a challenge until I went JUCO and we played like a pretty good team. It's called Snow College. It's out in Utah. Mm-hmm. And we had like a five-star recruit corner going against and now I put up like around 100 yards on him. So I was like, hey, right now, like I'm shooting for the top right now. Like I got to put myself out there and try to get recruited as high as possible.
Yeah. So how did you, well, I guess I know that answer. You know, you say you go from a small town and stuff like that. How did you deal with that with like recruiting in high school for football?
I feel like I definitely didn't recruit myself as hard as I should have. Like I probably went to a couple camps here and there. Mm-hmm. You know, I just tried to like contact coaches through Twitter. I honestly was just going to like go local. You know, we got like a lot of local colleges, Syracuse, Buffalo, stuff like that. So it was my like a poor job on me. Like I should have gotten out there, gone to more camps, but I mean it worked out, ended up working out pretty good.
Hell yeah. You know, it worked out
yeah,
a lot better.
Sure.
God got a plan for everybody. You
absolutely.
May not, you know, you may not see it now, but eventually it comes to light.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, you probably like me, like I was like the same way. I didn't get recruited at all.
Right.
Like none. I didn't get no offers, no official visits, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
No letters. None of that. So, I mean, I understand that. And
yeah.
Somehow, I still ended up at the University of Miami.
Absolutely.
Like, on full scholarship.
For sure.
Like, playing. Not just, you know, just sitting on the side. Like, I'm actually, like, full scholarship playing. Like, I wouldn't have expected that coming out of high school. Like, being where I'm from. Like, nobody's ever, like, got recruited to, like, Power 5, things like
mm-hmm.
that. Like, nobody does that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I get exactly what you're saying. So, what made you, you know, choose – was that the only JUCO like that it offered you or what was
honestly I didn't even get offered there. It was like,
well, a lot of JUCOs are like you have to like walk
yeah
on, right?
Well, that JUCO you can't walk on, you have to like be offered and then
but like there's no scholarship.
Yeah, there's no scholarship, you gotta pay.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like it was just random one day, like we were just sitting literally watching Last Chance U and I had a cousin that went there before
mm-hmm.
and he was like, hey, like why don't you just try to go JUCO?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, where do I even go? Like, I didn't even know what really JUCO was.
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, like, somewhere wild. And mind you, Scranton is, like, 30 minutes from where I was at.
Yeah.
So he was like, just go here. You just got to be locked in. Like, this is college. But, like, if you go here, I feel like you can go Power 5.
Now, did they have a lot of people go Power 5 before?
Yeah. I mean, Brian McKinney.
Oh, really?
He went, yeah, he went to Lackawanna, like, our dorms where we stay is called McKinney Hall.
Oh, okay.
And, like, so when they were telling me that, like, I didn't know that until I committed here. Uh-huh. And they were like, hey, the last guy that went here was, like, first round pick, like, number one pick in draft.
Yeah.
And I was like, who's that? And he was like, Brian McKinney.
Who's that?
I was like, oh, my God. Like, that's insane. But I ended up actually reaching out to him. He ended up, like, talking to me on Instagram and stuff that. And was like, hey, keep the Lackawanna College life, like, going and stuff like that. But we have a lot of people end up going to Penn State from Lackawanna.
Yeah,
Jaquan Brisker. He plays for the Bears, number 9. Against the Patriots. Uh-huh. He played for Lackawanna. And we just got, like, a lot of little guys around the league that's dominating.
That's a lot better than a lot of JUCOs.
Yeah, a lot better.
So, in JUCO, when did you start getting recruited from colleges?
I would say probably spring. Yeah. Like in the beginning, it started slow. I started getting, like, my offers back from high school.
Yeah.
So, like, little Stony Brook, stuff like that. Albany, Maine, just little schools. And then I think Virginia Tech was the first one to offer me. And then after that, ACC just started running, getting a lot of offers there. Yeah. And then just started building up.
So, which schools did you consider going to?
Penn State being one. They send a lot of guys to Penn State. So, that was, like, one of my top at first, but they were, like, weird about switching my position and stuff like that. So I wasn't ready.
You to switch positions?
Yeah, they were going to move me to tight end.
Oh, really? So,
yeah. Okay. And Tennessee was another one. Florida State, obviously.
Yeah, they offered.
And then Miami.
So what made you end up choosing Miami out of all of them?
I feel like they were just showing the most love.
Yeah.
Like, they would call me. Coach Gattis would call me constantly. Yeah. Like, every other day. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing? Da, da, da. You putting in work.
Yeah.
And then just, I mean, Cristobal is a great guy. You know, he always showed up too. So, and then mind you, like, when they offered me the next day, they were like, hey, we want to fly you down. Like, we got to get you down here ASAP. Yeah,
get the ball rolling.
So, yeah. So, I mean, they were just jumping on it right away.
Yeah, they really, like, wanted you here and, like, made it known that they want you here.
Absolutely.
You know, other than the other schools.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Florida State did offer you. And, you know, we play them this week.
For sure.
They didn't show you that much love.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, so, it was one of those things. They just offered you and just didn't even
talk to you. Yeah, it was just like, I would get randomly, like, texts, like, hey, what's up? And I'm like, dang, I haven't spoken to you in 2 weeks. Like, what do you want me to say to you right now? I was just like, are you going to give me a visit? No. All right. Then no point
then
to really.
Then we're good. Yeah. We're good on it. But no, so you chose Miami. I remember you got here just a few weeks before fall camp started.
Right.
You know, so given that, I mean, you're obviously going to be behind on a lot of things. Like, it took you a little minute just to catch up with, you know, first of all, like, the Power Five, like, football,
right,
you know, the level playing against the talent, and then learning the offense and stuff. You know, how was that for you?
I had to realize, like, where I'm at. Like, at first I was, like, starstruck. Like, I'm seeing Tyler Van Dyke and Xavier Streppo and Frank Ladson and all these guys, and I'm like, wow, like, I'm really on the level with these guys right now. And then just, like, getting adjusted, like, when you – right now it's about, like, 60 degrees, maybe lower up north. Yeah. So, playing football in 80-degree weather is kind of a big adjustment. So, those are one of the two biggest things. Like, I had to realize, like, man, this – I'm here, and now I got to put in the work to prove, like, why I'm here.
Yeah. What's badass about that is, you know, you say, well, damn, like, I'm, you know, here with Tyler Van Dyke, Kobe, like, X. Like, I mean, you know, Frank, X. Other people would be like, damn, like, Kobe Young,
right?
Like, they're saying your name now with all that, and, you know, that's from your recent success. Like, you started playing, you got your first start, and in your first start you had 100 yards receiving,
right?
Then the next week you had, what, 127, two touchdowns, like, two back-to-back great games. You know, you're just progressing, like, each week.
Absolutely.
And that's a really, really cool thing to see, especially from a guy like you. Like, like I said earlier, like, You're not one of those guys that's just, you know, always talking. Like, you're a quiet guy. You know, you just put in the work and just, you're ready for when it comes.
For sure.
No, like, that's a really, really cool thing to see.
And appreciate
it's like,
that.
You know, you want things like that for people like you.
Yeah.
Like, you know, most, you know, there's players that are, like, so loud and obnoxious, always talking about this, like, talking about themselves and stuff like that, and they get all this success. And you're like, all right. Like,
yeah, that's one thing. Cool. I always remember where I came from. Like, there was nothing. Like, really, there's nothing to brag about. Like, I would walk around bragging, and it's just like, all right, like, where are you about to go, Albany?
Yeah.
Like, what are you really doing? So, like, for, like, just to put on for the people back home is like amazing. I just gotta stay humble for that.
Oh, for sure. Like, I feel like the same way. Like, where I'm from, there's literally like nobody,
right?
Nobody, like, anywhere. Like, truly, like, if you look all around the country from Pasadena, Texas, there's not gonna be anybody,
right?
Like, that's why, like, if I go home, like, people, like, the younger guys, I love seeing, like, them. I love going to the high schools around there, like, all the different ones, just showing them love.
Yeah.
Like, saying, like, you know what, like, if someone like me, like, I'm not, you know, the most physical gifted guy, but, like, if you put your, you know, mind to it, hard work and stuff like that, you never know what you'll come from, like, what you'll be able to do.
Absolutely.
Like, I come from, like, the same place. Like, nobody's done this before. Nobody's been at this level before. So, it's, like, a cool thing to be that for others. And you got to remember that, you know, for sometimes. Sure. You know, even when times get hard, that makes you like want to work harder. Like, you know what? There's people back there that, you know.
Yeah. That, you know, I definitely hit that wall when I first got here. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I was dying. I'm like, geez, what am I about to do? And I, things wasn't working out. And I just thought, like, all the stuff that the people like would say back at home, like, we knew he wouldn't be able to. It's just like stuff like that. So I had to prove it, you know.
You know, it's crazy. One of my, you know, people I thought, you know, was my friend. Whenever I transferred into Miami, they said something like, what are you even doing? Like, chasing these childhood dreams.
Right.
Like, what are you doing? Like, basically, like, kind of like down to me. And like, it was like the same thing. Like,
uh-huh.
If I failed at this, like, what are people going to say? Like, not that, you know, you care, but at the same time, like, you know, you have a sense of pride in yourself. Like, no, like, I'm going to make this work. I'm going to prove everybody, you know, wrong. Yeah.
I mean, I had family, like, doing that same thing.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
Coming out my gap year. Like, I took a gap year coming out of high school. Mm-hmm. So I didn't go right into JUCO. And then they were just like, hey, what are you doing? Like, are you going to hang up the cleats? Like, are you done? What are you doing in life? And I was just like, I just had to believe in myself. Like, I knew I was going to just like, I knew I was going to find a way. I really didn't know what I was going to do. Mm-hmm. Mind you, like, I look back in my memories. Like, I was in Miami hanging out with people, you know, like, just doing wild, childish things. Yeah. And like, I look back and like now I was like, wow, I could have took a whole different path than I'm doing right now.
Like I said earlier, God's got a path for every single person. Like, you don't know, like, you could be in such a bad part of it and then you don't know why you're going through that. But maybe you going through that is supposed to drive you to where you are now and make you better and make, like, motivate you. You have that inner drive instead of that stuff just being given to you already.
For sure.
Like, you already had it, so you don't really, it doesn't mean that much to you.
Uh-huh.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
And that actually brings me to my next question. Like, what drives you? Like, what motivates you?
I feel like definitely just the support, like the people that put on for me before. Mm-hmm. So, like, my mother, my brothers, all that. Like, I know they didn't have the most opportunities that they had. They grew up a different way than I did.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I want to drive to, like, just to put on for them, honestly. Like, for the struggles they had to do for my mom. I mean, my mom did like anything. I'm the baby of like 16.
Yeah.
So like, I got a lot of siblings that like took different paths. That didn't really make it.
Mm-hmm.
So to like put a smile on her face and like to make her feel happy, to make her feel like I accomplished something, to tell her friends like, hey, my son is doing this. That drives me like every day to just keep going.
100%. I love that. Cause that's how kind of I feel like about my family. Like, my uncles, like, they'll text me randomly sometimes and like they'll be out somewhere, some dinner or some bar, and they'll be watching a Miami game and they'll be like, they'll hear somebody talking about like me, like, oh yeah, Ryan Rigoni goes there, and like my uncle be like, yeah, that's my nephew.
Yeah.
Like that stuff, I love like hearing stuff like that.
Absolutely. You know?
And out of all the like boys in my family, like I have a lot of brothers, you know, I have a lot of, you know, sisters, right, things like that. And I'm the youngest, like, boy.
Mm-hmm.
And so being able to do something that, you know, I know my brothers wish they could have.
Right.
That's one of those things that, like, motivates me, too. Like, I know, like, my older brother, Ricky, like, I know more than anything. Like, he was a harder worker than me by mm-hmm. far. He would come here and he'd probably be the hardest working person on the team.
Right. I got
nobody worked harder than him.
Uh-huh.
And he wasn't, you know, able to do, you know, to succeed in that way, you know.
Right.
And that's one thing that drives me. Like, you know what? I'm here, and I know if he was here, what he would be doing. So, like, why am I not doing that?
It.
Like, well, I'm taking it for granted.
For sure.
You know? So, that's one thing that motivates me.
Yeah. Like, I can't let them down,
exactly.
You know? I got to, like, put on.
Exactly. Like, what would he think about me? Like, what am I doing right now? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, with that being said, you know, at the end of every episode, I like to ask people, you know, what's a piece of advice you'd like to give somebody?
Just never give up on yourself. You know, at the end of the day, you keep thinking about yourself. Like, mm-hmm. don't doubt yourself. Just keep going. Like, you're going to have bad days. You're going to have even worse days. Yeah. So, like, just the drive for the success, you know, like, you're going to have haters. Just embrace them and then keep going. Just every day, put your head down and keep going. That's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm. I actually have, like, a little saying, like, myself, like, especially when I came here, I transferred from Arkansas State. Like,
right. That's actually interesting. I had an offer and I went on a visit there.
To Arkansas State? Yeah. Who was the coach? Was this recently?
Yeah, really recently.
So that's Heckendorf, the OC, right?
I don't even remember. I forgot. He went to Bama. He was the receiver coach at Bama, the head coach.
Butch.
Yeah, there Butch, you go. Yeah he's the head coach.
No, not Butch.
I know his name. Butch
Jones. Jones, yeah.
Butch Jones, yeah.
He was actually a really cool guy.
Yeah, no, he's a heck of a guy. Like, yeah.
But I got a teammate that went there. He was like, bro, just come on this visit with me, please. Like, they offered me, and I was just like,
Jones, bro, ain't it, bro?
I was
Jones,
like, no, ain't it. I was like, I can't do this.
I lasted 1 year there for a reason.
Yeah, but I got an offer that was pretty interesting.
I transferred here, and I, like, basically, I had one semester to make it work. I couldn't afford to come here.
Right.
And, you know, luckily I got put on scholarship, you know, mm-hmm. after that. Like, but I had to bet on myself. Like, always bet on yourself. Like you say, like, never give up.
Never give up.
I had to bet on myself. Like, always bet on yourself no matter what. Like, if as long as you believe in you, nobody can stop you.
Right.
100%.
Absolutely.
Well, bro, I'm excited to see, you know, where we come from here. It's your first year in Miami, and I'm liking how it's starting.
Yes, sir.
So I'm excited to see what you go from here.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate you.
Thank y'all for listening. We'll see y'all next time.